This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2316. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 9th, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Chile, Finland, France, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Kurdistan, Malta, Moldova, Mexico, North America, Romania, South America, Spain, Thailand, Tunisia, UK, USA, HD Radio, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In communication of the British DX Club, Kevin O'Daly in the UK reports 9544, Bible Voice via Sofia, Bulgaria in English, on the 14th of September at 1756. 9544, it's actually scheduled and transmitting on 9585, but that is a spur 41 kilohertz below. And then on September 26th, Dave Kenny heard the same thing, also on the plus side, 9626. So that could also be happening on other transmissions via Bulgaria, spurs plus or minus 41 kilohertz or so. In IRCA DX Monitor, Canadian Radio News by John Perkins, about CJRJ 1200 in Vancouver, B.C. Even radio has not escaped the extortion-related violence impacting the South Asian community. 6 bullets fired through the CJRJ front door aimed right at the studio where talk show hosts had fortunately already left for the evening on September 29th. Over the last several years, news indicates extortions have focused on the construction industry in Surrey and Abbotsford, B.C., Edmonton, Alberta, and Brampton, Ontario. Earlier in the day, CJRJ aired a lengthy interview with the Surrey police chief on the extortion cases. Extortion arrests have been made in Alberta and Ontario, but not yet in B.C. CJRJ broadcasts primarily in Punjabi and Hindi, and imprisoned Indian gang leader Lawrence Bishnoi leads a group of designated as a terrorist organization by Canada's federal government. From Jules Letourneau's World of Utilities column in CIDX Messenger about CHU Canada, the time signal station. It's 15 kilometers southwest of Ottawa. Transmitter powers are 3 kilowatts on 3330 and 14670, 5 kilowatts on 7850. Individual vertical antennas are used for each frequency. The systems feeding the transmitters are duplicated for reliability, both battery and generator protection. Announcements are made by a talking clock using digitally recorded voices. The digital voice announcements entered into service in 1990. The voice in English is that of Harry Manis, M-A-N-N-I-S, a former CBC announcer. And the voice in French is that of Simon Durillage of Radio-Canada. Radio Havana, Cuba continues to be sporadically active on its usual frequencies, sometimes at 19 UT on 15140 in English. On October 7th, I noticed the usual squealing going along with it, which is heard at more than one remote, so it's a transmission defect, and makes a particularly interesting display if you see a waterfall at a remote receiver, such as one in Maryland. Take a look. Symmetrical bands out beyond plus and minus 5 kHz. Not avoidable, even by AM narrow tuning. Another Havana frequency, occasionally active, but rarely heard, perhaps only for 1 hour, is 11950. October 6th at 2222, it was on the air in Spanish, parallel to 11760, and slightly better than that. 11950 had previously been in use during the winter season, an hour later UT at 23, for separate programming, that roundtable Mesa Redonda. Also, I see that the website radiohc.cu has been totally revamped, seemingly eliminating any shortwave frequency info. Might as well, since it was never accurate. As for Cubanon, Radio Martí, La Voz del Trumpismo, its schedule seems to be quite limited. On October 8th, it was signing on at 16 UT, and various days I found it already off when I checked at 22. The daytime frequencies, 13605, 11930, and 11860. There's a shortwave broadcast from Chile, not exactly legal, but there are no regular shortwave services for a long time now. You might look out for this in case you're tuning for North American Pirates, something in Spanish on 6925. Claudio Galas in Chile at least can hear it. Radio Compañía Worldwide, or RCW, October 8th at midnight to midnight 15 UT. It was relaying programming from Radio Agricultura. And parallel on 7535. In communication of the British TX Club, Dave Kenny says, a low-power licensed shortwave station in Finland, Radio Ambiance, had its inaugural broadcast in December 2024 and was testing again on 12 September with 20 watts on 6095, a weak signal via remotes in Finland. On October 5th and 6th, we were still hearing the marine weather broadcast from TDF in France for the mini Transat yacht race at 15 UT on 7340 and 17545. However, as of October 9th, Wolfgang Büschel says it's no longer being heard. I suppose the race is pausing. It will resume from the Canary Islands to Guadeloupe later on in October. Via AER in Spain, Radio Atlantic 2000 International says it will have a new broadcast Saturday, 11 October, at 08 hours, I guess that's UT, on 6070 and 9670. That's via Channel 292 Germany. It originates in France. Other shortwave broadcasts out of Germany, Night Air, those lullabies from Norway via shortwave gold radio, every day at 20 UT until sometime in November on 3975 and 6160. It seems the actual lullaby singing lasts only 10 or 15 minutes. Then there is dead air, or should I say quietude, until 2030 UT when other music plays. I guess that's still part of it. There's no separate programming on the schedule at 2030. Shortwave radio also has its own letterbox program at several times during the week, and they have a day-by-day or week-by-week program schedule on their website. It's shortwaveradio.de. Via Anatoly Klipov, Rusty X, a QSL from Radio City, the station of the cars, with info about its upcoming broadcasts, both via Germany and Italy. Don't forget our first program on the third Saturday of the month, October 18th, via AM Italia at 2030 UT on medium wave 1323 kHz. Easy to receive in much of Europe, and no interference by then from Romania. The AM Italia transmission will end with the December program, replaced but already in October by a transmission on the second Saturday of the month, such as the 11th, on 3955 at 21 UT. So that is via channel 292. Also via Anatoly Klipov from Power Rumpel. Their schedule is rather complex via transmitters in Germany, channel 292. Rather than try to unravel it and get all the times correct, I refer you to their website, www.radio-rum.de. And Sebastian reports via the Karl-Krenkel shortwave station in Germany, there's a special event, Eifel Radiotage, 17 to 19 October, live from a nearby Cold War-era bunker, on shortwave via Karl-Krenkel. But details must be encountered at their website, www.eifelradiotage.de. Joe's Jacob in India tells us, according to info from the station, KTWR Guam will go off the air on Saturday, 25 October, and not on the 31st. Permanently, after 48 years of service. Some of the programs still being aired until then are Mongolian at 10:45 to 11:15 on 15120. English Monday through Friday on 9975 at 12:15 to 12:45. English and Indian languages at 12:45 to 13:15 on 15400, among others. Reception reports go to asiafeedback, one word, at twr.org. Already their programs are broadcast via other sites, such as Reach Beyond Australia, two sites at FEBC Philippines, also Tashkent and Dushanbe. In Australian DX News, Matt Francis reports here in KTWR via Reach Beyond Australia 11965 in English, Tuesday, September 16th at 1100 to 1115. A couple of reports of that Spotlight program in English, about a quarter hour, airing on Akashvani, also known as All India Radio, during other languages. In the National Fly Sheet, Tony Rogers in the UK reports it on 4 October at 16:50 ending, so it must have started about 16:35. That's in the Persian service. And in Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports it on 11:810, September 20th at 13:40. And those were both on Saturdays. In British DX Club Communication, Dave Kenny observations of September 25th about Indonesia. VOI started using new 9690, reportedly only 400 watts, parallel to regular shortwave on 4755 and 3325, including English at 10, 13, and 20 hours. I confirmed 9690 in parallel with 4755, during the 1000 English broadcast 17 September, via remote in Western Australia. Also noted 9690 remaining on air overnight between 23 and 10 UT with English programming when VOI is not usually on the air during this period, maybe just testing. Ron Howard reports 9690 VOI, October 3rd at 10 UT in English, heard via remote in Bogor, Indonesia, fading up and down. But by 11 UT, listening direct at the beach, he confirmed it was then in Chinese. In Australian DX News, David Foster says, there's been speculation about the transmitter locations of 7205, Program 3 RRI, and 9690 Voice of Indonesia. The Facebook group Pendengar Setia, AM Medium Wave and Shortwave di Indonesia, says it has the answers, and here's the translation of their investigations. The 9690 transmitter is located at Ciamanggis, Depok, West Java. There's a photo of a rotatable log periodic dipole array, quite an impressive antenna used for 9690. It's in the same area as the 4755 antenna tower. As for 7205, this transmitter is located at Kebayoran Baru, South Jakarta. A video of a rather brutalist-looking four-story RRI building with a simple two-element Yagi antenna on the roof. Mohammed Rohanuddin says the 7205 transmitter has 600 watts of PEP power. He is not just any listener, but a member of RRI's supervisory board and was RRI's president director until 2021. Japan, Alex Myatnikov says, for many years, NHK has not listed one shortwave transmission in Russian in HFCC. It's at 0330 UT from Yamata. It's hiding it as part of Japanese programming. Currently on 17560 between 01 and 05 and probably also in the next season, according to Wolfgang Büschel. Kurdistan non, Wolfgang Büschel observes the radio war still going on as of October 3rd. Dengagel via Armenia. 5 hertz below 11520 at 0850 UT, while the Turkish jamming was way off at 4 hertz above 11545. He describes it as army and men's soldier chorus, drums, orchestra, Osmanic Near East-like music at 0855. An interesting situation on medium wave 999 kHz in BCDX. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports Radio Malta heard at 17 to 19 UT, and again after 21 on September 30th and October 1st. But between 19 and 21, instead on 999, was Radio Rossi from Grigoriopol Mayak, or Moldova, Russian-occupied territory, also known as Pridnestrovia, at 19 to 21 UT only. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2316. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support appreciated by money, order, or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, EID, OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Mexico on medium wave, on 610 kHz instead of the usual Kansas City sports station. October 3rd at 0629, I was hearing Mexican music in an ID as La Que Buena at 0649. That leads to XECCBS in Fresnillo, Zacatecas. According to the IRCA Mexican log, and its editor Tim Hall also reports about a news station on 1620. It's XECSCGU. They finally bought a new 2-kilowatt transmitter, he thinks, that they've been saving up for. A pretty solid signal into San Diego at 04UT, September 29th. They were fighting with Cuba and his local HAR station. And heard again at 12UT on the Mexican DX Club's remote, putting a good dent into WTAW in Texas, so they are definitely getting out. Format is mostly Spanish contemporary Christian music, which can sound like any other kind of music, ranchera, norteña. You have to listen to the lyrics and Creo Radio liners. If you want to log an extremely rare 7-letter call, get with it. XECSCGU. There are some North American pirates heard outside the 43-meter band in Brian Penny's free radio scene CIDX Messenger, 7405 USB. September 18th at midnight 56 to 0155 sign-off, David Ross in Ontario was hearing Herman's Hermits Radio. And the same frequency, September 22nd at 2342 to 0114 Boom Box Radio. Then on 7415 USB, both Brian Penny in Massachusetts and David Ross in Ontario, September 16th between 2306 and midnight 15, were hearing Instrumental Radio. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA Flashheed was hearing Boombox Radio the second on 7405 USB, October 1st at midnight 46, ending the program at midnight 47. And Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says WDOG, a fairly frequent pirate in the 43-meter band, is on 9290 USB, October 4th at 1912 UT with pop and rock music, and still going past 2048. Not audible direct, but heard on remote stretching from the East Coast to Utah. Radio Romania International seems to be having some problems, some of its scheduled broadcasts missing if it's not just propagation. On October 4th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says a good signal in English for October at 2035 on 9740. But Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas says a few hours later no trace of RRI on 9740 at 03UT, October 5th. And Stephen Luce says, checking around 0330 UT October 8th, no reception on any of the registered RRI English frequencies at this time, either direct or via the remote in Holland. Has RRI reduced shortwave output again due to budget cuts, or are they having more transmitter trouble? Not propagation, because Turkey was at typical strength at the same time on 7275. And further observations from Stephen Luce, no trace of RRI on 9740, nor DRM 15330, into Holland at 0330 October 8th. I'm wondering if some overnight transmissions have been cut. RRI English was on the air on 11620 at midnight UT October 9th, but audio level very low, while RRI in Romanian was robust audio on 9730. And once again, nothing heard on any of the registered English frequencies for the 03UT broadcast. In the medium wave circle, Paul Crankshaw in Troon, Scotland says, what an excellent resource Radio Cut is. That's a website which has an archive of complete radio broadcasts from many South American stations. Helpful to make IDs after the fact if you have a recording. It is radiocut.fm. From Radio Magazine, is Spain ending medium wave? In recent years, the number of transmitters has been declining. Shutdowns were often due to breakdowns, almost a century old, replacement parts unavailable, custom-made ones too expensive. For many, the time has come to make a choice. Should they invest in new transmitters or invest in DAB+. The choice is easy. Many transmitting centers were built nearby but outside of residential areas, but with urban development, they are now near or surrounded by residential areas. Developers hope to acquire these vast plots of land, and the disappearance of the mass is a boon to the landscape. Facing rising prices per square meter, the officers are increasingly attractive. In the Madrid region, the 810 station Radio Madrid is saying it will close down medium wave on October 15th. The owner has sold the land. Radio Madrid is the most listened to radio station in Spain, broadcasting since 1925. And Mauricio Molano in Salamanca, medium wave list via the British DS Club, says news received from inside RNE indicate regional engineers have received the order to lower the power of all medium wave transmitters in their areas. Local station managers have been instructed to refer any listener complaints to the ombudsman. High power stations have been broadcasting at only half power for a long time. He says, I don't know if this means an even greater reduction or if it does not affect them at all. Radio Exterior de España finally reactivated a third transmitter, 15520, the one aimed at the Middle East, but still silent is the one for North America, 15500. The English hour once a week at 22 on 17715 for South America. I cannot even confirm on October 8th due to poor propagation, but it appeared to be off the air before the hour was over. Thailand, here's a station not mentioned in a long time, Bangkok Meteorological Radio on 8743 USB. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports it, September 30th at 0845, with weather forecasts in English and Thai, separated by an interval signal. Good signal there, and also on parallel 6765.1. Also, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil reports it, 8743 USB, Tuesday, October 7th, between 1911 and 1931. It seems that each language lasts 5 minutes and a 1 minute interval signal in between. He had last heard them in September of 2022. NBCDX, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria, reports foreign language service from Tunisia on medium wave 963. On September 22nd at 18 and 19 in French. The WRTH has the current schedule of these 100 kilowatt broadcasts. It's all in French most of the time, except as follows. English at 1303 to 1330, Italian until 1400, then Spanish at 1903, and German at 1930 until 2000. By Cooper forwards a Guardian story of October 4th. BBC bosses want defense budget to help pay for the world service. But the conclusion is, this funding seems unlikely. And Stephen Luce says, I would not hold my breath on BBC WS receiving more funding, as the British government's finances are a complete mess right now. More likely that further reductions are coming. Following might also be of interest to those who do not transmit, via James Dale, Minnesota DX Club. ARRL has launched a nationwide grassroots campaign aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant hams the same rights to install antennas on their property as those enjoyed by users of TV antennas, wireless internet, and flagpoles. It's at currentlegislation at ARRL.org. From New Republic, September 30th, via Mike Cooper, New Deal masterpieces threatened by Trump's D.C. downsizing. Your great-grandparents paid Ben Shahn and Philip Guston to create gorgeous public murals. Next year they could be rubble, if the old building inhabited by VOA is demolished. At least it seems the government is trying to sell the building. Kim Elliott, formerly with VOA, replies, this is an important issue. I was working in that decrepit government building on August 23, 2011, when an earthquake centered in Virginia was felt in Washington. It was dramatic, but I was not concerned. The thick concrete pillars around which the building was built, the only visible effects were cracked plaster and maybe some books that fell off shelves. Now what is known as the Wilbur J. Cohen Federal Building is historic, not just for the Ben Shahn murals. It was the home to the head of the agency of the Voice of America during World War II. World of Radio Scheduling, last week I mentioned that Saturday at 22:30 UT on WRMI 15770 had disappeared, but was back the following week. In communication of the British Students Club, Sonny Jim's Trance Journey. Jim Simon writes with news about his program, a chance to share today's music, playing a selection of uplifting, melodic, well-sung, and well-crafted songs from an electronic genre. Don't be alarmed. Why not join me, Sonny Jim, to see if I can persuade you there's more to music than the songs we already know. On the web, it's at www.sjtjradio.com. And on WRMI, every UT Thursday in October at 01-02 on 9955. Also Saturday, 18 October at 13 on Channel 292 Germany, 9670. Among my medium wave blogs on 1520, October 8th at 0638, KRHW in Sykeston, Missouri, is coming in just as strong as KOKC in Oklahoma City, which ought to be in the clear and normally is. KRHW has three different antenna patterns, none of which would account for it reaching Oklahoma like this. To an intriguing NID off-frequency carrier on 1360.278 approximately, October 7th at 0706. Also reported in IRCA by Mark Connolly in Massachusetts and Mike Westfall in Virginia. Via CIDX Messenger, an article in Radio World by Nick Langan. D Radio by the numbers. 2 decades after launch, how widely is HD radio used in the U.S.? Lots of statistics here, but here are some of them. He calculates the total of active HD stations in the U.S. is 2,114. Xperi HD Radio's parent company said there are more than 2,500 in the U.S. in HD radio. Its count likely includes AM stations and those that are licensed but are not currently broadcasting digitally. 18 is the overall percentage of U.S. FM stations that use HD radio when we exclude translators, LPFMs, and boosters, of which there are more than 11,000. I find 15 translators, 7 LPFMs, and 7 boosters that do run HD radio. 21 is the percentage of commercial FM stations in the U.S. in HD, again excluding translators, LPs, and boosters. Among non-commercial stations, the number is 14%. 68 is the percentage of U.S. HD radio stations that use at least one sub-channel, HD 2, 3, or 4. There are approximately 1,400 active HD 2 sub-channels, 630 HD 3, and 140 HD 4. E is the percentage of Canadian FM stations using HD radio, excluding very low-power stations. A higher percentage of commercial broadcasters use HD radio than do non-coms, though not overwhelmingly so. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 6th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 or 5, October 11th, 20th, 28th, and 31st. 25 and 5, October 30th. 35 and 6 on October 29th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, October 9th and 10th, 15th to 18th, and 23rd and 24th. Little variation in solar flux the rest of October between 135 and 145. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2316 with a standard disclaimer.